Y100 715 second date update starts now.
Trying to help out the very thorough and detailed Kathy today on the 715 second date update. It's JR and Beth on Y100. She's very confused and I feel bad for her.
Yeah, I do too. A girl after my own heart, though, with all the details. She's thought through this and she's probably drove herself crazy, to be honest. I don't know why guys can't just call us back. What's the problem?
It's always the guy's fault. Yeah, exactly. It's always the guy's fault.
Be honest with us.
Hey, try a new flex. Let's see what you got. We're going to try to call Mark right now and see what's going on.
Hello.
Hi, is this Mark?
Yeah.
Hi, Mark. This is JR and Beth from Y100. How are you?
Oh, hey. I'm good. How are you guys?
Top of the morning to you.
Yeah, we're great. Hey, listen, man. Do you have a couple minutes? We want to see if we can talk to you on the air real quick. Actually, about a lady in your life.
Yeah, sure.
Perfect. Yeah. This guy. So I feel like he's been on the, maybe nice been on the show before. He seems like he's really comfortable. hey, listen. We wanted to ask you about Kathy.
That's what this is about.
Well, yeah, she had reached out to us. So we kind of wanted to get your feedback on the date and how you thought it went.
Yeah. Okay. We had a pretty good first date. You know, everything was cool and the conversation flowed and we were having a good time. And I was excited about the second date, you know?
Mm-hmm. Right.
And second date came around and it was like a switch had been flipped. I could hardly get a word in edgewise, I'll be honest. The majority of the conversation was about her kids and not in a positive way so much as they're exhausting, they're ruining my life, they're the reason I can't go out anymore or have a life or I never get to see the people I care about. And it was just this storm of negativity that was just dumped on me.
Hold on real quick, Mark. We're going to go to our parent on the show, Chris. Is this a normal feeling?
That is a horrible feeling. Oh my God. The people she cares about. How about your kids?
I'm totally messing with you.
Oh wow.
Just wanted to go to our parent.
What's crazy, Mark, the crazy part about this is Kathy thought your date went great, Mark. She thought that you held the conversation up very well on your end, and she thought you guys had a great connection.
I mean, I am pretty charming and witty, you know, but at some point...
Just like our kids.
The negativity is just too much, you know?
But having kids can be tough. Like, I'm not saying,
I'm not saying it's easy to be a parent, but I'm saying he was drowned by the negativity.
No, definitely not. I mean, I've got a daughter myself. It is exhausting, and you do have to make sacrifices, you know? But there's also so much positivity that comes with it. I love my daughter, you know? She's my world, and... Yes, I'm tired, but, like, I do it for her, you know?
Yeah. Let's get her in here.
I'm sure Kathy loves her kids, too. Let's bring her back in.
Kathy, are you there?
Kathy?
Yeah, I'm here. And what I'm hearing is that you can't be with a woman that has kids because apparently your child is the only one that matters. And so I'm sorry that it's a problem for you that I have two children.
All right. Oh, my God. All right, Beth, go ahead. Defend this one, Beth.
Actually, Kathy, I don't really think that Mark meant it that way.
Literally not what I said.
Okay, Kathy, do you feel like on the date there may have been, like, maybe you're just stressed out that day and you were dealing with a lot? Do you think maybe you might have vented a little bit to Mark?
I mean, it's possible that I vented, but, I mean, I expect when I'm with someone to be able to vent to them and them to be able to vent to me about our lives. Like, if you don't talk about what's going on in your life, it bottles up and then that's no good either. You have to be able to talk about what you're feeling and what you're going through in your life with your potential partner. I mean, that's what a partnership is.
I agree with that.
Yeah.
But do you think there should be a healthy balance of positive things going on in your life and negative things going on? Or maybe try to look at maybe an optimistic eye. You know, Beth just gave her morning motivation.
Yeah, glass half full.
Sure, that's all nice and well in theory, but in life, like, that's just not always how life goes.
It's not rainbows and butterflies.
I'll be honest, Kathy. The conversation we had led me to believe that you've got some serious hurt and pain inside of you, and you might need to go consider therapy if you need to.
Okay, we're going down the wrong road here.
Wow.
Mark's having a good time.
I am too.
You guys.
What do you want me to try? You want to try to go ahead?
Yes, this is like, at the sake of someone's feelings.
No, I'm not trying to hurt anybody's feelings. I mean,
know.
Kathy, I think that you're 100%, like, if you want to vent about something and you need a teammate, it just came off a little negative to him.
Right.
And I don't think Mark thinks you're a bad person. I just think he got the wrong impression. So
next time on the date, if there would be another date, Kathy, if Mark would be willing to go back out with you, do you think you could try to be a little more positive?
Or just a balance.
Yeah, a balance.
I don't know. I think I saw the Kathy I needed to see.
Oh, come on,
I wish
Mark.
Her all the best.
Now you're being negative. Come on.
Touché, my man.
Oh my God.
He's so slick.
I like this guy.
I do too.
Well, listen, Kathy, sounds like Mark is going to pass here, but that's okay. You do you. And I know that being a mom can be stressful, and that's okay. And it's fine. But I just think maybe Mark got rubbed the wrong way a little bit this time. But hey, we're back out there. You're going to find someone that matches up a little bit better.
Sure. He should go find someone that doesn't have kids.
I don't think that's the issue, but that's all right. All right, Kathy, I appreciate you reaching out. Have a great day, okay?
Thanks so much.
All right, Mark. Thanks again, too.
Bye now.
Hear all the second date updates on your free Y100 app.